listeners, and happy October 29th, you guys. Also, happy birthday, Sam Bush, Bravo historian. Go over to the @BravoHistorian Instagram page and wish Sam a very happy birthday. And yeah, it is Friday, you guys, the best day of the week. I am Allison, host of Pop Chaser, a daily pop culture podcast brought to you by The Dip. Every day, we will go through the biggest headlines in entertainment together. So yesterday was for the trailers. Today is for dun-dun crime. Now, a lot of the topics that I would like to discuss today are surrounding legal matters. So I would like to just preface, I am not a lawyer. I did take one class in business law in high school. So I was a young adapter. In that class, I watched the Prince Family Papers episode of The Office. So if that gives you any indication of like where I'm at in life, although my sorority had a peeping Tom when we were living in the house, and a policewoman came to the house and I used the word unsub with her. I said the unsub was wearing an orange sweatshirt. She looked at me like, Jesus Christ, you've just watched Criminal Minds. And she was right. So this is all to say I am incredibly well-versed in legal jargon, and I will probably truly stumble my way through these topics because they are a little complicated, but just bear with me. I have recorded this about 3 times already, and in one time, I just simply couldn't read. I was trying to read a statement that we will get to in just a second, and it was tragic. So let's get into it. But before we do that, I would just like to say, I think Facebook changing its name to Meta is very bold, very brave, and it will not stick. Within 2 weeks, we're all going to be back to Facebook. They'll probably be back to Facebook. I will never accept Meta. Now, I saw some people saying, why don't we combine Meta and Facebook with you know, the results being Feta? And that's a name I would have really supported. It feels tongue-in-cheek. It feels relevant. And it feels like a missed opportunity. So I don't know. I hope Mark Zuckerberg lives with that for the rest of his life. But yeah, I'm not going to call it Meta. I'm going to be calling it Facebook for the rest of my life. Also, like, let's just like get rid of Facebook, guys. Who are you guys using Facebook still? I am counting down the days until I can delete Facebook. I say it every single day at work. And one day it'll happen and I will celebrate, and I'll let you guys know on Pop Chaser. You cannot find me on Facebook. You just can't. Anyway, let's get into the topics. And again, bear with me. Just know that I am doing my best on this Friday morning. So the first thing I would like to discuss is the very sad story that came out about this whole Yolanda Hadid, Zayn Malik dispute, alleged dispute, I should say. So the first to report it was TMZ. According to their sources, Yolanda says that Zayn struck her last week and she is, quote, seriously considering filing a police report. Now, this is from a source with, quote, direct knowledge. So it's not Yolanda, but Yolanda is saying it happened at some point last week. TMZ says they don't have any details of what triggered the alleged assault, but Yolanda stands by the account and she claims that Zayn, quote, struck her. Now, that's the word struck. Very concerning. So Zayn responded to TMZ's ask for a statement and said, I adamantly deny striking Yolanda Hadid. And for the sake of my daughter, I decline to give any further details. And I hope that Yolanda will reconsider her false allegations and move towards healing these family issues in private. Okay. It's a very strange thing to allege. It's all around very surprising, actually. I don't really know what to make of it. I have to be honest. I know Yolanda from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I don't know if that's the best impression to get from her. I think that that's not like a fair judgment. I know that she's, you know, she loves her children very much, but I don't think I have like I don't have the right context to assess her character. I don't know Zayn at all, so I have nothing to go off of there. But Zayn did end up posting on his Twitter a much longer statement. And that in itself was, it gives a little bit more clarity. So this is the statement that I tried to read in a previous recording of Pop Chaser. The takeaway was that I just don't know how to read. So just again, give me grace. As you all know, this is Zane, by the way. As you all know, I am a private person and I very much want to create a safe and private space for my daughter to grow up in, a place where private family matters aren't thrown on the world stage for all to poke and pick apart. In an effort to protect that space for her, I agreed to not contest claims arising from an argument I had with a family member of my partner's who entered our home while my partner was away several weeks ago. This was and still should be a private matter, but it seems for now there is divisiveness, and despite my efforts to restore us to a peaceful family environment that will allow for me to co-parent my daughter in a manner in which she deserves, this has been leaked to the press. I am hopeful, though, for healing for all involved with the harsh words shared, and more importantly, I remain vigilant to protect Kai and give her the privacy she deserves. I can't believe I got through that. I think it's pretty boring when I read statements, but that one I felt like I needed to read as a whole. Interesting. First of all, it was on a note app screenshot. So I just feel like that adds to it. This is not a visual medium, but we all know the notes app, you know, written October 28th at 2:33 PM. I'm assuming Pacific time. First of all, I'm also learning Zane goes night mode with his phone because it's on a black background. I don't know what to take of this. He says, in an effort to protect that space for her being their daughter, I agreed to not contest claims arising from an argument. He did contest them in the TMZ statement. So I don't know if there's maybe something bigger happening. Again, according to TMZ, it doesn't seem like Yolanda has pressed any charges, but I'm sure we don't know the full story at this point. It also gives us a little insight, at least from Zane's perspective, as to what happened. An argument that I had with a family member of my partner's, presumably Yolanda, but we don't know, who entered our home while my partner was away several weeks ago. It feels a little blamey, but again, we don't know what the full story is. And I don't know if we're ever going to probably know this full story, but maybe we will. This is obviously all very fresh. I also thought that the phrase that he wants to create an environment that will allow for him to co-parent my daughter was interesting because, and I could be completely wrong here, but when I hear the term co-parent, I always think of people who are no longer together. Is that just me? Because I don't know if that's telling us that perhaps him and Gigi are not together. I don't know. And I have to say, like, I don't really know what to make of any of this. It is certainly strange. Gigi has responded, but it's a pretty brief statement. Gigi is solely focusing on the best for Kai. She asks for privacy during this time, her rep says. It is strange. It's a strange story. I will say it's certainly not like on the bingo card of 2020. Not a group of people I would have ever expected to be involved in something like this. And we'll see what happens, I guess. It's very fresh, but I guess just time will tell. But let's move on to another housewife from Beverly Hills who is battling her own very scary incident. And that would be Dorit Kemsley. So on the part three reunion on Wednesday, the housewives spoke all about how Lisa Rinna keeps very expensive items in a detached garage and showed it all on camera. Everyone was like, are you kidding me? Kyle Richards was robbed. Why are you putting all of this out there? And she said, like, you know, we moved it all. It's fine. That day. So according to E! News, on October 27th, Wednesday, an LAPD spokesperson confirmed that Dorit was the victim of a home robbery that took place in her Encino, California home. According to the report, there were three male suspects that took property from the house. They confirmed via a close source that it was a home invasion. And Dorit was home while the robbery occurred. There were no injuries that have been reported and no arrests as of this time. I will say that the Daily Mail originally reported that Dorit was held at gunpoint, which is terrifying. Their NBC News reports that the police received a call at around 10:55 p.m. about a report of a, quote, hot prowl burglary, meaning one occurring while the resident was home. And the caller remained on the line with the dispatchers until officers could be seen on the property. They arrived within minutes, and they were told that there were two or three men that had been inside and ransacked the house, demanding jewelry and other valuables. So I believe that the house was a window was smashed, and that's how the robbers entered the home. So scary. I mean, I hope to God, for the sake of Dorit, because we've all seen how Kim went through, like what Kim had to go through in Paris, that she was not held at gunpoint. But to be home with your children at home during such an experience, it's traumatizing. And honestly, like, I would assume life-changing. So it's very sad. I mean, it's the chances of it happening while people are probably at their homes watching the women talk about burglaries is crazy. Absolutely crazy. The show, I will say, is filming. So I wonder if this will be on the show. I would assume it will be. Some of the women were seen going to Dorit's today. I believe Erica, Lisa Rinna, and the one and only Miss Personality, Teddy Mellencamp, were all seen on the premises. but I mean, I'm glad to hear that there are no injuries, but, you know, sometimes I think psychological injuries can be far greater. So just again, like, this is just a crazy day of legal drama happening on Pop Chaser and in Beverly Hills. And I don't really know what to make of it. Okay, let's move on to the one legal thing. I'm sorry, the one thing that's not legal. And that is these rumors about Chris Evans and Selena Gomez dating. So I feel like Twitter feels this is a great relationship. I don't get it. I don't have anything against it, but I don't get why they're a great couple. Other than they're both very attractive and very famous. I don't see, like, oh my God, they would be great together. Like, I don't get that from them. But this happened, I think, about a week ago. Rumors started swirling that Chris Evans and Selena Gomez were dating, are in a romantic relationship. And there's literally no proof. People were publishing photos of them together walking around. They were all photoshopped, you guys. My mind was blown when I read that, because here I am thinking, like, oh wow, maybe they are together. I was played the fool, but this is just the level of commitment to this couple. And if you are on the Selena, Chris Evans train, let me know why. There's literally nothing wrong with it, but I'm just curious, like, what about them makes you think, like, they are perfect together? Because I don't know them well enough, or I feel like I know them well enough. I grew up with Selena Gomez and had a very fervent crush on Chris Evans for like 2 years. So I feel like I know them enough to know, like, oh, they seem compatible, but it's not that they seem incompatible. They just don't seem compatible. Anyway, I'm rambling now, but this is the level of commitment that these fans have. So everybody should have seen at this point the Instagram story video of Chris playing the piano with the caption "Rainy Day Activities." He is, as Inu says, the 40-year-old actor. Chris Evans is 40? What? The crazy thing about that is, like, I see that and I'm like, wow, I'm like 14 years younger than him. I'm not, because when his age goes up, my age also goes up, because that's how time works, and it's traumatizing. But it is it's a cute video, very talented. As I think, you know, there's two types of men on Instagram. There's the ones that'll work out and that's for the male gaze. And then there's the men who play a song, a piano song, and that's for the female gaze, or the male gaze. I mean, who's to say, but you guys get what I'm saying. It's a very innocent video, a thirst video, if you know what I'm, you know, going at here. But people are convinced that in the reflection of the piano, there is a brunette's reflection. Now, I have zoomed in on this video. There are TikToks. I guess I could see how it could be a brunette. Could also be a lamp. It could very well be a lamp. People are saying that this brunette is Selena Gomez. Now, I don't think so. And there's really no reason other than, like, it seems just like a stretch. Like, that's how Demi Lovato, how they, like, accidentally revealed their fiance. But I just am not buying it, I don't think. Also, I thought Selena was blonde now. I could be wrong. But I will say this. I don't think we need to be looking at the reflections in the lower left corner of a piano. But that's how committed this fandom is. And I might be the one that's in the wrong here. So again, this is a call out to those that love these two together. Let me know why. I'll share your responses on Pop Chaser next week because I just don't get it. This is when I feel old. This is when I feel old. Okay, the last thing I want to say, I have to say that the Real Housewives of Miami is definitely coming. Peacock, which is where Real Housewives of Miami will be airing, tweeted last night, calling all Bravoholics, feeling a little chilly today. We have a major announcement coming that will turn up the heat, fire emoji. Any guesses as to what it could be? Every single guess was, yeah, it's Real Housewives of Miami. Exciting, very exciting. I keep forgetting Peacock has this and that they're going to also have Ultimate Girls Trip and Kyle Richards' Real Housewives of the North Pole. I still haven't watched Halloween. Kills, Halloween Kills. That's the movie title. You guys, don't sleep on Peacock. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't want you to sleep on Peacock. Sign up for it. You can watch every episode of Law and Order there ever was. The biggest perk. And we can watch all of the great Bravo adjacent shows that Peacock will be giving us. So sign up soon. This is not an ad, but also the biggest thing you should sign up for is thedip.com. You guys, I work for The Dip. I'm very proud of it. We built it from the ground up and it is becoming such a fantastic website, outlet, cultural magnification of all things entertainment. I don't know what that last thing was, but maybe we should put it on the homepage. And we have done it all truly from scratch. And it is incredible what we have accomplished. We launched a year ago and it's just going to keep getting better. So if you want to be a part of it, check it out, thedip.com. I'm going to give you a promo code. I've given it to you every episode, but maybe this is the day that you decide to cave. Use the promo code POPCHASER, 50% off. This is a website, female founded. You support me. You support Kate. We love Kate. You support friend of the pod, Lindsay, Kaya, Sam Bush, so many incredible people who are behind this site. Promo code POPCHASER. It'll give you 50% off your annual subscription. That's a lot of money off. And we will really appreciate the support. And we have so many great things coming up. I promise you, I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. So please check us out on thedip.com. Of course, I will be back next week on Tuesday with a whole new episode of Pop Chaser. Check out the TV Watch repeat feed on Monday. We are talking about Frasier. Now, Kate and I feel like went into this one thinking we were going to hate it. And I think we actually maybe loved it. It's not like for us, but we really enjoyed talking about it. And it's a really fun episode. I had never seen it before. So, and also all of you should know, I have started a TV show with Kelsey Grammer. another Beverly Hills fixture. So you'll hear the backstory of that on the podcast. And so check that out, TV Watch Repeat. I'll be back on Tuesday. And until then, I hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, and cheers.